It's time for It Says in the Papers with Maggie Doyle.
The failure of yesterday's talks to reach an agreement on Brexit makes the front pages of today's newspapers. Inside the Irish Times, Patrick Smith reports from Brussels. He writes how there was shock and dismay. The talks broke down after the UK's Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab stayed for just 2 hours. The Times Ireland edition reports that whatever happens this week, Britain's senior civil servants have warned the UK's government contingency plans for a no-deal scenario must start being put into effect by the end of the month. The Irish Independent has a different Brexit headline on its front page, and it's about property. Mark Keenan and Cormac McQuinn report how house sales to UK-based buyers are up by 10% in the last year, with a mix of Irish emigrants who want to return home and British workers who want to relocate or retire here. The fallout from the interim report of the Disclosures Tribunal continues, with many papers reporting how the former Garda press officer, Superintendent David Taylor, has applied for early retirement a day after he was officially told he was suspended. On the front page of the Irish Examiner, political editor Daniel McConnell writes how the Taoiseach is demanding an apology over the resignation of former Taoiseach Frances Fitzgerald after her partial vindication in the report. Leo Varadkar is quoted in the piece suggesting that some of what was said about her was bang out of order. On the front page of the Irish Times, health correspondent Paul Cullen reports on yesterday's launch of a new support group for the more than 221 women affected by the cervical check controversy, and how they have called for new laws to make managers within the public services accountable for the errors they make. Inside the paper, Cullen describes how a minute's silence was observed for recently deceased Emma Vicmahuna at the launch of the group. The front page of the Irish Daily Star leads with an exclusive by Nicola Donnelly, who reports that a Sinn Féin WhatsApp group linked to party councillors has been shut down after presidential candidate Michael D. Higgins was mocked on messages that were sent during the election debate on RT Radio 1 on Saturday. More householders are being encouraged to switch gas supplier, according to Charlie Weston inside The Independent. He reports how record numbers switched last year and that Ireland has the highest switching rate in Europe. But given a recent flurry of price rises, gas users should try to move for better value. The Irish Daily Mail front page reports how thousands of families are due a tax rebate but aren't claiming it. Bill Tyson writes how €4,000 owed to up to 61,000 stay-at-home parents. More financial news inside the Herald, with Sinead Ryan writing how to plan for Christmas. She's got 10 tips on how best to manage financially to avoid getting stressed about the seasonal spend. Tip number one, make a list. For those who like a free telephone directory through the front door, it's reported inside the Times Ireland that they are to become an opt-in service. Sean McCarthick writes how the telecommunications regulator, ComReg, plans to issue printed telephone books only to phone users who ask for one. And finally, many papers cover the story of the first names that are dying out. Inside the Irish Daily Mirror, some boys' and girls' names are becoming extinct, according to a survey from the website Ancestry.ie. The ones who've lost out in the last century include Ethel and Sheila and Doreen, while Herbert, Cecil and Sylvester are also no longer popular, with William and Patrick deemed at risk of falling out of favour.
Thank you very much indeed, Maggie.